America. Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour recorded Ragtime this evening. And here we are on April 1st, which is traditionally April Fool's Day. And trying to think of a program that might possibly fit that topic. And I finally came up with this. I guess what it'll be is I'll see whether I can fool you or not. And the title is, When is a Blues Not a Blues? And the answer is, when it's a rag. And so the hallmarks of a true blues, it's 12 bars long, 12 measures long, and it uses a lot of flatted thirds and flatted sevenths in it. So I'll play a whole bunch of these that have the name blues or similar to blues in the title, and you just keep track yourself and see if I can fool you. So let's start out with a piece by W.C. Handy from 1912. Thought to be the very first real blues by Handy. It's called Memphis Blues. It's subtitled A Southern Rag. And here is the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, what do you think? Well, the first section of that was definitely a blues, 12 measures long. And then there was another one in there that was 12. But the second section was 16 measures long. So I guess it's a hybrid, and I would not call it a true blues. Apparently Handy didn't think so either, because he subtitled it A Southern Rag. All right, moving on. 1917 is the year. We've got Triangle Jazz Blues by Irwin LeClaire. And here is Robbie Rhodes.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
All right. Well, the Triangle Jazz Blues was not a blues. There was no 12-bar sections in that. So we're going to call that a rag. Bix Beiderbecke wrote the Davenport Blues sometime in the 1920s. He was an Iowa man, and maybe even Davenport was his hometown. I don't know. But anyway, it's his composition, and we have an original recording here, recorded sometime between 1925 and 1927 by a group called the Charleston Chasers. Well, I apologize for that. That's not even remotely correct. I downloaded this at home and burned it to a CD, but I must have made a mistake somewhere. Anyway, so we won't listen to the Davenport Blues tonight, I'm sorry, but I can tell you that it was not a true blues. Okay, we're going to go on now to a piece by Charles L. Cook from 1914. It's called Blame It on the Blues, and here are the Ragtime Skedaddlers. Thank you. All right, the Ragtime Skedaddlers, Blame It on the Blues, a definite rag all the way through. Okay, from 1940, a piece by Bob Zirke. Zirke? Anyway, it's called the Hobson Street Blues, and here is the late, great John Gill from Australia. There's a lot of 8-bar sections in there, but I didn't count any 12-bar sections. Hobson Street Blues. Well, here's a nice slow, gentle one from 1925. It's written by James P. Johnson. It's called the Snowy Morning Blues, and our artist is Will Perkins.
Thank you.
Support comes from Pro Musica Colorado Chamber Orchestra, presenting Springtime, featuring Vivaldi's Spring and Summer with violinist Yumi Wong Williams, live streamed online May 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at promusicacolorado.org.
Support comes from Tomain Tommy, providing audio services for special events. They have audio equipment available for rent and sound techs for hire. More information can be found at facebook.com/TomainTommy. That's spelled PTOMAINETOMMY.
Well, back to Snowy Morning Blues. That was definitely not a blues, but it had a lot of flatted thirds and sevenths in it, so it had a lot of bluesy sounds, but it was really a rag. Okay, on to Bruin Campbell. Who knows when he wrote this? That was never documented about his works. But this is called Blue Rag. It's a very short piece, and here is David Thomas Roberts. Well, just like the title says, it's a rag. Here's the Trombone Blues from 1918 by Fred Jewell, and here is the University of Wisconsin Symphony Band.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know why they call it a blues. There wasn't hardly any of the blues trademarks in that one at all. Trombone blues. Marty Eggers is up next on piano. A piece that he wrote back in 1980. It's called The Indigo Rag. Let's listen to him play it. I can see why he called that the indigo rag. The subdominant chord in there is flatted, giving us a flatted seventh sound. So anyway, Indigo Rag, Marty Eggers. Let's turn now to a piece by Abe Ollman from 1917. This is called The Cheerful Blues which is kind of backwards from what blues are supposed to be. So here with the cheerful blues is Eric Marchese. Well, gosh darn, that's another rag. So we'll turn to a piece that is actually a rag. UB Blake wrote it. He calls it the Blue Rag in 12 Keys. So that's quite a feat, but let's let him do it. Thank you.
Donating your car can give you good car luck, because you'll be doing something great for KGNU, and you get a tax receipt for your donation. We make it easy. Call your representative, and in just a few short minutes, you'll be on your way to getting rid of your unwanted car, boat, or truck. Call toll-free 844-KGNU-CAR or visit kgnu.org for more information.
Support comes from Pleru Homes, offering solutions for buying or selling mobile homes. Pleru Homes works with both new and old mobile home units. More information can be found at tom@plerooreI.com or by calling Shane at 720-600-7273. Pleru Realty is also on Facebook.com.
Well, UB Blake's Blue Rag in 12 Keys was just what it said it was, a rag with some bluesy sounds. This one's called the Black and Blue Rag from 1914, and here is Paul Lingle.
Thank you.
Paul Lingle was legendary for not wanting to go into the recording studio. Somehow he had a fear of that, and so almost all of his available recordings were made live in a barroom sessions. So you could hear the noise of people talking in the background. Black and Blue Rag by Hal Nichols, and it was a rag. Well, this is one of my absolute favorite pieces. It was on my first compilation of Jack's favorites that I did for KGNU, and it's called The Atlanta Blues, written by Charles Davenport, but what I really, really like is the interpretation that Dick Wellstood gives it. And it's got bluesy sounds all the way through it. It's just a wonderful piece, and I hope you like it as much as I do.
Thank you.
Well, that opens up with a great flatted seventh chord that really sets the tone for the rest of the piece. There's a lot of boogie-woogie there and interspersed Atlanta blues, but it's not 12-bar blues, so legally it's not a blues, but what the heck, we like it. Okay, up next, a piece by Arthur Schutt from 1926 called Blue in the Black Keys. This is kind of a showpiece, and who better to do a showpiece than Adam Swanson? Okay, Blue in the Black Keys. And we'll end with a piece called Some Blues for You All by Theron Bennett from 1916. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us this evening on Ragtime America as we tried to play a little bit of April Fool tricks on you and see if you could pick out whether what we played was a blues or a rag. There were possibilities for both, that's for sure. And anyway, I had fun, and I hope you had a good time tonight, and that maybe you'll come back next week in our same time slot and join us one more time. And here's Dick Zimmerman to bring us some blues for you all. Thank you.
It's 9 o'clock, and welcome to Swing Shift here on KGNU Community Radio, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.
Support comes from Nosh Boulder, a local food delivery service for restaurants in Boulder County, now hiring local delivery drivers. More information may be found at boulder.noshdelivery.co. That's boulder.noshdelivery.co.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Burt's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
You can be me and the moon out, longing for your company. You seem to stray far, though you are hiding behind a star. I want you to know I really mean you out. Mama, I only advise for you that ending up did we have to do. Gazing through a hazy light, me and the moon will miss you on the summer nights. Oh baby, won't you hold me tight? Go into dawn, then you will be gone. The moon jumps sour and I'll be alone, wondering where you can be with me.
La femme que tu penses, si tu